Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to October. Today is October 2nd, 2019. This is Molly McCord, and we are looking at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of October 2nd to the 9th. We have a lot of big energy changes as we move through the first 10 days of the month, and it signals that things are happening. New energies are coming in, are coming through. We are activating more within us at a cellular DNA level that pertains to your truth at a soul level. This is a deep, intense awakening energy. There is a sense of bigger forces moving through us individually and collectively. There is now an opportunity to feel a new strength in what you have discovered about yourself, your talents, your gifts, your strengths, and to walk in the world with this sense of power. So yes, I'm repeating this word, power, 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 because we have a new download, and it even feels like this force of energy that says, it's time to get real. The game is on. The game is intensifying. The energies are ramping up. There's a lot about October that activates 2020 and the next decade. So we are feeling it. We are in it. It's happening in the world. And we are meant to step into a new level of light. I'm feeling this as light codes. I'm feeling this as strength from the sun. Even a harmony from the sun with the sun in Libra that is reminding you that you have what you need to navigate this terrain, to navigate these very big energy times. So there is an awakening to more of yourself that you're capable of, that you connect with, that you resonate with. And it feels like this is not just the mind energy. It's not just a cerebral knowingness. It's an energetic knowingness. It's an emotional, spiritual, intuitive knowingness that you absolutely know something that is correct for you and it can't be denied. So as you can see, there is an intensity here. And the astrology absolutely shows us how this is showing up. So in this first week of October, we have Pluto in Capricorn stationing direct at 20 degrees, 38 minutes of Capricorn. And Mercury enters Scorpio. And these events both occur on October 3rd. And they are in sync here because of how Mercury entering Scorpio, well, Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, and Pluto is now gaining force, and the higher desire, the desire for transformation to now occur, the desire to take everything that's accumulated since Pluto went retrograde, and to now bring it forward, bring it out, to shove it out into the world. I mean, I feel this energy of being in a giant wave pool, one of those artificially created wave pools, and now the waves are getting bigger and higher and deeper and more intense, and it requires more skills to surf through these bigger waves. So Pluto stationed retrograde back in April of this year, and the last time Pluto was at this point of 20 degrees, 38 minutes, was January, the very, very beginning of 2019. It was January 2nd. So Pluto has been digging in deep to get into what's been happening behind the scenes. And just this week, it's come out, the scandals in Peru around the bribery and the corruption there. It also was just released how the Vatican was searched and the financial records of the Vatican were seized. So this is quite telling that things are happening, that stuff is coming out, and that we're meant to be paying attention to the energies here, because we won't always get the facts, but we know there's a deeper story. There's deeper stories operating. So this really relates to the Pluto energy going direct, Mercury into Scorpio, digging into the truth, finding those secrets, going into what's been hidden. Mercury in Scorpio is the investigator. It is the detective who wants to know, who's committed to knowing what's happening, and to ultimately go into the details, the particulars. And then when Mercury goes into Sagittarius, the energy comes out into the light. But what's really interesting about these next few months is that Mercury will be retrograde in Scorpio, spending a lot of time in Scorpio, in fact, until the 10th of December. So here we are. October is underway. Mercury is going to be in Scorpio until December 10th. A lot is going to be going on. A lot is coming out, and we are already seeing it now. Now, in your own private world, Mercury in Scorpio is asking you to trust the energies, to trust your psychic abilities, to trust what you feel, even when words are spoken. And this can be in your everyday life. It's a going into the deeper messages that aren't verbalized, because that Scorpio energy works under the surface. It works in the hidden meanings, the energy hits, the intuitive feelings around something. So it's a very strong time to focus on what you feel around conversations, around words, around what is said and not said, because that Mercury in Scorpio will hold back what needs to be said as well in order to gain more information or to even be an observer at times. So it adds an intensity here that is working undercover, under the surface, and it's asking us to stay inquisitive. Mercury in Scorpio goes into the caves and the caverns to see what's happening, and it doesn't rest. It's a very determined Mercury in Scorpio. So alongside this change, we also have Mars moving into Libra. And this occurs on October 4th. Oh, I just took us back to the past there. October 4th. And Mars going into Libra is a sign of his detriment, meaning Mars is not strong in Libra. He is furthest away from his home rulership of Aries. He has to sit and think and have conversations. He isn't able to charge off or to follow his desires. In fact, he could feel that paralysis analysis. Mars in Libra is where we discuss with people what the options are, what actions to take. It's very collaborative. It's cooperation, working together. That isn't Mars's strong suits. But as with any planet and sign, there's something to learn. There are skills to be developed. There are areas to focus on. So Mars enters Libra October 4th and travels through the seventh sign until November 20th. And this is interesting time because around that period is also when the Mercury retrograde will end. We are now entering some territory here of going slower, of connecting something in the brain's synapses, in how our mind works. There's connection points happening that are new. And it's taking a bigger picture, understanding greater truth, and connecting it at a neurological level. I'm seeing a lot of things connecting in the brain with these energies. New thought processes opening up, new neural pathways coming through. It's like there's this new electrical charge in the mind, and the mind is taking in more information. It's literally connecting the dots through dormant areas in our brains and seeing. It's like seeing, but feeling a bigger picture. And I'm seeing it connected to the vagus nerve and the pineal gland and the third eye. So there's a force of energy working with the third eye, activating more in our brains that we haven't been using regularly. And it feels like this is definitely part of the great awakening, of the great understanding, of the great connections around our human self and different energy fields. And I'm feeling it in the mind very strongly coming through. And I keep seeing these bursts. It's like the bursts of electricity that are happening in the brain. And again, it feels like they've just been dormant parts of us that are being energized very strongly. So that's part of what we're supposed to trust with this Mercury in Scorpio and Mars in Libra. Okay, now I'm hearing it's the higher mind coming through into the human mind, the higher consciousness that's being activated, that's coming through. It's like an implant energy, but it's not an implant because you've already had it. It's just an activation of the higher mind. And I feel that there's something also separating. Okay, so interesting. So what I'm feeling is how the mind is receiving these new energy codes, new electricity, new activations, and it's creating a balance. Okay, that's the separation. It's separating away from anywhere that's been an emotional overreaction or an emotional energy in the emotional body. Okay, so this is part of that Libra balancing energy where whatever has been emotionally strong for you, where you've had a sense of this is a big feeling, this is a big reaction, this is something that's really getting to me, whether it's trigger points, whether it's something that you've dealt with your whole life, it's the emotional body is being balanced by the higher mind right now. And that's the scales I'm seeing with this Libra energy. The sun is in Libra. It's almost like I'm seeing the sun in Libra providing a safe place to do this balancing work. And we are rebalancing anywhere that the emotional body has been overactive with the energy of the higher mind. So that's cool. And I'm seeing it as literally the scales working to bring you into that harmony and to help develop a neutral energy, neutrality that brings you greater peace because of the knowingness. And I see this knowingness is really, really fascinating. It's like this knowingness is a cluster of helium balloons, like at a party. You see all these balloons, right? But they're they have strings, and all the strings of those balloons go down into the same weight or anchor so that they don't blow away. So I'm feeling like this knowingness connects to an anchor of light. And that it's activating neutrality around the 3D events, the circuses of the world, the developments that are happening. It's sort of like we're each grounding in a neutral energy of pure light that could feel new. It brings in peace. It brings in harmony. It reduces anything that the emotional body has been carrying, and it's allowing you to access the higher mind's wisdom that everything is unfolding as it should, that this is a huge cycle on the earth, on the planet, that's needed, and that it's meant to be a turning over of energies, and that you can be in this world with your feet on the ground and living your life and eating your burrito and enjoying your cheesecake and not having to be emotionally pulled into these sweeping transformational changes, because your energy is here to ground in the light, to provide the space without contributing. So there's this energy that's really, again, force. It's like a force of light that's asking us to stay in that place. And when you go into any kind of strong emotional body places, you almost can come back to center through the higher mind more quickly. And so this is what I'm seeing between the Libra energies and the Scorpio energies that are strong, and they're strong throughout October. And the Sun in Libra, Mars entering Libra, Venus finishing up her time in Libra, and then Mercury going into Scorpio. So it's this back and forth within yourself of energy control, minding yourself, attending to what your relationship with energy is at this time. Now, Venus is finishing up her journey through Libra, and she will enter Scorpio on October 8th. Now, she enters Scorpio, and that's also a sign of her detriment. So Mars in Libra is in his detriment, means it's not his strength. Venus in Scorpio, in her detriment, it's not her strength. Yet, Mars and Venus are in what's called a mutual reception. And this means that they are supporting each other. Because of how Mars is in Libra, Venus's strength, Venus is in Scorpio, where Mars is strong. Okay, so they're supporting each other. It's like they're each a crutch for the other, in a sense. And when a planet's in their detriment, they're furthest away from their home rulership energy. They aren't at their best. They bring up some of their shadow energies. They bring up areas of discomfort that they're meant to work on. So here we have Venus and Mars working together, showing us where our relationships need to be worked out and to gain strength, and that's the relationships within each of us of the masculine and the feminine. And where that Mars masculine is learning to talk and speak up and to give power to his words, and where that Venus in Scorpio is learning to trust herself without being overwhelmed by emotions, without being overwhelmed by comparison, and to go into what she's learning about herself, where that Venus in Scorpio is transforming a fear that she maybe hasn't seen before, but she's being guided to look at in a different way. I feel that this Venus in Scorpio is also a strong period because of how last year Venus was retrograde in Scorpio. Remember that? It was about nearly 4 months of Venus in Scorpio retrograde. So now we're checking back in with ourselves, with our self-love, self-acceptance, where you have come to see your own worth, and where that Venus in Scorpio energy is for you now. Where, say, for example, a year ago, you were really jealous of something, or you were up in a lot of angst, or you had a very strong feeling about something or someone. There was a lot of shadow energy activated. Now you're revisiting that. You're revisiting that, and now you have the support of Mars in Libra saying, okay, talk about it. What do you need to communicate? What do you need to say about this that honors your process, that honors your growth without attacking another? Because that Mars in Libra, he doesn't attack other people, at least not assertively. He can be more passive-aggressive in Libra, but the higher expression is to grow in this area of asserting your needs. What are your needs, and what do you need to say to communicate those needs? So very dynamic, isn't it? We're really working on our relationships with ourselves. And before I did this show, I was getting some images to share with you. And the one image that came through was being in a surgery on an operating table. And there being this ongoing surgery on our energetic spiritual selves. It being an energy of, okay, I'm working on this part of me that's being reprogrammed. And I feel this energy at the, like, the auric body, the emotional body, the spiritual body, and how all of that then correlates to our energy at the cellular level. So this surgery being an ongoing experience, and it's like you think one thing's done, and then another doctor comes in and is like, okay, I'll take over from here. I'm going to work on this part of the body or this part of the energy field. So there's been these ongoing surgeries. Oh, I don't know why I'm laughing. Because it's been so intense. Everything that's being reprogrammed, rewired, you know, reworked at such a deep, deep level. And there are those surgeries out there that last for hours and hours, right? The 24-hour, the 48-hour surgeries with the team of doctors and the different shifts and all that. It's along those lines. Only much longer, much longer. And as I was getting this image, I then got the image of that scene from Monty Python where it's just a flesh wound. 'Tis but a flesh wound. And it's in the Monty Python and the Holy Grail movie where the knight has lost his arms and legs, right? And he's, everything gets cut off. And being Monty Python, it's silly, it's ridiculous, it's funny. And that's what it feels like, though. It's sort of like, oh, it's just a flesh wound. I'm going to keep going. I can handle it. I've got what I need as this reprogramming happens. And it's been intense. It's been deep. It's affected probably many areas of your life. It's probably been more, certainly more than you thought it would be, more than you thought you signed up for. But this is why it's so important. It's so important right now to honor this intense operation, energy surgeries, because when you do it at this level, when you do it at this level, it shifts what you experience in your physical life. And there's things you don't have to then do in your physical world because you're doing it energetically, spiritually, in the auric fields. You're doing it in other realms. But I feel like this is why there could feel an exhaustion, the tiredness, your body aches, your body is moving through various pains, the tension, the muscles, the nerves, the digestive system, the everything, everything. I mean, it really feels that big, and it's working with us at such a deep level. So it's been an intense time. And October has significant shifts here that move us forward into post-op, post-operation. Okay, there's an energy of now we've entered different timelines. And a lot about October is a doorway of the 2020 energies. It really is. It's this opening into, okay, Saturn is direct. Pluto is direct. They're going to meet up together in January for a number of days. And there is a powerful lunar eclipse at the same time. And as soon as Pluto stations direct, the game is on. Things are happening. Movement is occurring. There is such, again, that big wave. The bigger waves are coming through now. And we have changed energetically. Our consciousness has shifted. And we're feeling it. And I felt it since the equinox in September, was that the 23rd, 21st? I can't even remember now. It was like 10 days ago, and I can't remember. Because there's been so much happening that now it's different. Now you are different. Now something has shifted. A layer of our energy has been removed. Again, going back to this surgery, on the operating table, a lot has been cleared out. I'm seeing karmic energies. I'm seeing a lot of, like, gunk. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just very muddy, heavy, dense energies that have been cleared out. I think a lot really sweeped out with the July eclipses. And now in October, we've had a sense of where we're meant to be in harmony with ourselves. And I'm seeing an individual slowly sit up from an operating table and get ready to stand on its feet. Okay. So what that feels like, what that is meant to be, is that the light is activated. The light within each of us is activated even more. And now we have new momentum and strength for being the higher light. I'm also feeling a strength in standing on your own. Because of what's been reworked within you, perhaps areas that felt powerless before, that were discouraging, defeating, victim energy, confusion, not knowing what to do or where to go or how to approach something, I feel like that's getting shifted out very strongly in October, if it's not already gone, meaning there's already a parts of you who are so clear about standing on your own. Because you've been through enough, And it's taught you a lot. You've healed a lot. You've understood some things. There's been certainly a rise in your own personal spiritual awakening and your own consciousness. And now we move into that next level of awakening that's much more cosmic. It's at a higher galactic level. It is opening you up to the bigger picture of what's unfolding on planet Earth, on our little green and blue marble, and understanding where your assignment is. I'm hearing assignment. There's new assignments coming through, which means your work is changing, the people you hang out with is changing, what you want to do is changing, maybe where you live is changing, what you thought was important is changing. All of this is part of the new assignment that is being activated within each of us. And I feel like going back to this operating table, they're not letting me let this go, this understanding of being on the energy operating table, that you have slowly been integrating new energies into your auric field, into your mind, into your body. And it's happened through many realms. The astrology is a part of it. The solar flares and coronal mass ejections from the sun are part of it. There's been bigger downloads in the dream state. I'm getting these images of blasts of energy, blasts of understanding. And it feels really amazing. It's been like these blasts of light, and they're coming through from other beings, other forces, other energy fields to support humanity's awakening, but to support the desires. There's been this growing desire this year to be in a place of light that is not ego-defined, that is not defined by people, that's not defined by the limitations of the 3D. There's a light activation sweeping the planet that's pushed things forward. I feel like there's actually been an acceleration of a timeline, and that comes, it's showing up in the revelations. It's actually not showing up yet. It's interesting. It's like there's been an infusion of light behind the scenes that's propelled things forward so that we can see the truth. The truth that we need to see. I'm hearing faster and I'm hearing gentler. It's almost like it doesn't have to be a rocky road. There will be rocks, there will be boulders, there's things that are uncomfortable. But I'm seeing that gentleness come through. It's sort of the energy of rose quartz, of a very soft, loving rose energy that is often associated with the divine mother, the divine feminine energy of how can we do this peacefully? How can we move this through without as many bumps and bruises? And I'm feeling that that's been coming through behind the scenes as part of the divine feminine awakening energies. Okay, wow. I was totally not expecting all this energy. So I'm just going to keep going with it. And what I'm feeling is that when you feel the choppiness, the rockiness, the bumpiness, it's this soft pink rose quartz energy that will absorb those choppy energies. So you might want to get some rose quartz if you don't have any. And it could be something that you hold. You allow it to absorb energy in your energy field that feels uncomfortable. But then it also permeates back out a higher vibration of peace, harmony, compassion, love. So there have been many light downloads throughout 2019 And as each of us is done with the operating table, so to speak, when we've completed this round of surgery on our spiritual energetic bodies, we have shifted our perspectives, our understandings, our connections. And again, I feel this has happened at the higher mind level, the higher consciousness, the part of you that trusts how everything's unfolding, the part of you that trusts the ride, that trusts the waves. There's so many layers of things going on that the image I've been getting around that is that it's like looking at a desk, a messy desk with all this paper all over it. And the paper is not in stacks. It's overlapping and, you know, scattered everywhere. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what is all this? Well, it's all the layers of energies. And they represent the layers of corruption and untruth and betrayal and secrets and, you know, what's been happening over here, what's happening over there. And it's just like this huge mess of energies. And there is a cosmic cleanup of these energies. And there is a part of you that absolutely trusts it, that absolutely knows this is why you're here. And at times we have to clean up and straighten our own desks, right? And we have to look at this and take care of that and get organized over here, or throw this out, you know, put this in the circular bin under the desk. I feel like there's been so much work done over the past year and the past decade that many people have straightened up their desks, cleaned up their desks, and now there are bigger tasks to attend to that are requiring you to maintain your inner harmony, to not let that be jolted away from you. And again, this goes back to balancing the emotional body and the higher consciousness of your knowingness of your mind. There's going to be even more awakenings this month in October. There's a lot of intensity in October. There's a lot that is needing to come out, coming up. Again, it's the bigger waves in the wave pool coming through. And we are supported, and I'm being drawn to Jupiter in Sagittarius, which is now at 18 degrees direct. And as you'll recall, throughout 2019, Jupiter in Sag was diminished by an ongoing square to Neptune in Pisces that took away what you thought might happen. It reduced expectations. It required you to keep trusting, keep facing, keep hoping, you know, keep going, even when it didn't feel good, or you didn't have that egoic strength, maybe, that you were used to or that you needed. There wasn't proof of what you were believing in. Now, this Jupiter in Sag has strength, has support, and is moving forward with gusto based on everything that's been learned. But it's also a reminder to stay open, to stay open-minded, to not get locked in to anything too rigid, because you don't know what you don't know. You don't know what you don't know. And, you know, that's the case whenever you start a new job or go into a new industry or begin something totally fresh and you have that beginner's mind of, okay, I'm ready to learn, or I'm going to do it this way, or in my previous role I did this, so now I'm going to do it like this here, and then you learn that that doesn't work because there's more variables or more information that you weren't aware of. So you don't know what you don't know, but that shouldn't jolt you away from faith and trust. Because faith and trust, when that's really strong, it's basically Teflon coated. It's basically that part of you that knows that no matter what, I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to learn something new. I'm going to get through it. I have the ability to trust myself. It adds that optimism in your own being. It's the optimism in being yourself. And we'll definitely be accessing that and feeling that through October. So we had the Libra new moon, and we're building up to the Aries full moon on October 13th. It is quite a, I don't know what to call it other than very intense full moon, and I have a video for you on YouTube around those energies. It's at 20 degrees of Aries, and it is a building up. Right now, we're in this building phase up to that full moon of even more fiery, intense revelations, understandings, and bigger truths coming out that could be very shocking, but necessary. And this is part of October. It's just a bigger energy month. So, coming back to your equilibrium, coming back to your peace and your harmony within, and honoring what you've learned, what you've shifted, what you've come to understand for yourself, while also allowing a newness, a freshness to come out. And again, I'm seeing this energy in the brain, the new synapses connecting, more electricity, more energy, more even more blood flow and more oxygen. There's a lot in the mind that's waking up right now. And it's happening at a cosmic level, it's happening at a spiritual level, and of course we feel it at a human level. You could have many symptoms that you're feeling in the head, you know, the headaches, migraines, tension, needing a neck massage, needing energy to move. Do what you need to take care of this part of yourself right now. Because connections are being made for the first time around what you need to know and what you need to understand about yourself, but also about the bigger picture. So a lot moving, and what an exciting time we are in. And that's another way to approach it. Is that instead of going into the chaos, the turmoil, the drama, it's being a very keen spectator or observer, enjoying your popcorn and understanding that this is what needs to happen on the planet. And whatever pulls you in one direction, you have the ability to balance yourself and come back to that point of equilibrium that honors your energy, honors your light, and honors the bigger picture that's unfolding. And of course, we'll go into more of these energies as we get closer to 2020. And for those who have asked, yes, you can still get the 2020 Soul Growth Astrology Program, which is the big astrology of the year, of the full year, because the first half of 2020 is very different than the second half. 6 eclipses throughout the year, that's rare. So we have a lot happening. And this is a program designed to help you understand how it's showing up in your natal astrology chart. So you get your natal astrology chart, you bring it to this program, and then I guide you through 3 webinars through the energies. And you come back and look at it over and over, by the way. It's not like you only look at it once. You access it throughout 2020, throughout the year as we go, so that you can see what you need to know and what you need to be aware of. So please check that out. The details are below this podcast. And in the meantime, focus on your inner peace, your place of refuge that honors your tranquility. I just see this. It's like there's the big waves coming, and they're going to keep coming, but you can have a safe harbor. You know, you can have your private lagoon where the water is very peaceful, and that is actually inside of you. It's inside of you. And that feels like the best way to direct our light at this time. Okay. I think that's all I've got for now. And I am very hungry. And that happens after channeling and doing messages, is that you use a lot of energy. So I need to go eat. But have a beautiful week ahead, my friends. I hope that you feel these new energies coming alive in you, and that you know you can trust them. You can absolutely trust these aspects of yourself and these aspects of your soul. I'll see you back here on Monday for another healing theme. And in the meantime, I wish you a beautiful week and weekend ahead as October gets underway. Take good care. Bye-bye.